introduce somebody who's a hero of ours. Somebody whose band played back in 1968 and protested the Vietnam War at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. The name of the band was called the MC5. And the brother who's with us tonight is named Brother Wayne Kramer. Brother Wayne Kramer.
When we performed in Chicago in 68, the Chicago police and what we now know were government provocateurs in the crowd were waging a systematic campaign of intimidation with aggressive, body checks, elbows, driving their motorcycles through the crowd, just to intimidate everybody. They were trying to provoke a violent reaction. But as long as we were playing, the crowd had something to focus on. My experience in those kinds of situations is when the band stops playing, the riot starts. My fondest memories of the performance that day and were that there was a moment in the set, and we were playing Starship, which is a very advanced composition that we wrote, and the song has a point where there's no beat or key anymore. It's space music. The Chicago Police Department had a helicopter that they lowered on top of us as we were playing to harass us. And I was playing this feedback on my guitar. I was kind of going, wow, wow. And to my way of hearing it, the helicopter sounded perfect. I thought it was beautiful. I thought, listen, this fits right in with exactly everything that we're saying in the song and everything that we're talking about representing, and this machine fit in with what we were playing. To me, it was like a sublime, exquisite moment of agitprop theater. I thought, this is just great. It couldn't get any better.
30 years ago, we went to Chicago to protest an illegal war that we were lying into. Today, we're in Denver to protest an illegal war we were lying into.
It's not lost on me the poetic and historical significance of having played 40 years ago and play today, and still be here and get on the stage and jump around like a maniac, I'm grateful to be anywhere, but I'm especially grateful to be here today. I certainly never expected to be here 40 years ago.